You're listening to Morning and Evening, presented by Spurgeon Audio.
He shall gather the lambs with his arm. Isaiah 40:11. Our good shepherd has in his flock a variety of experiences. Some are strong in the Lord and others are weak in faith, but he is impartial in his care for all his sheep. And the weakest lamb is as dear to him as the most advanced in the flock. Lambs are wont to lag behind, prone to wander, and apt to grow weary, but from all the danger of these infirmities the shepherd protects them with his arm of power. He finds newborn souls, like young lambs, ready to perish. He nourishes them till life becomes vigorous. He finds weak minds ready to faint and die. He consoles them and renews their strength. All the little ones he gathers, for it is not the will of our Heavenly Father that one of them should perish. What a quick eye he must have to see them all. What a tender heart to care for them all. What a far-reaching and potent arm to gather them all. In his lifetime on earth, he was a great gatherer of the weaker sort. And now that he dwells in heaven, his loving heart yearns towards the meek and contrite, the timid and feeble, the fearful and fainting here below. How gently did he gather me to himself, to his truth, to his blood, to his love, to his church. With what effectual grace did he compel me to come to himself? Since my first conversion, how frequently has he restored me from my wanderings, and once again folded me within the circle of his everlasting arm? The best of all is that he does it all himself personally, not delegating the task of love, but condescending himself to rescue and preserve his most unworthy servant. How shall I love him enough or serve him worthily? I would fain make his name great unto the ends of the earth, but what can my feebleness do for him? Great Shepherd, add to thy mercies this one other, a heart to love thee more truly as I ought.
You've been listening to Morning and Evening, presented by the Spurgeon Audio Podcast. For more information about this podcast, you can visit spurgeonaudio.org. You can also email us at spurgeonaudio@gmail.com. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and many others by visiting theologymix.com.